Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That was Drake May on the Amazon Prime post-game show, hearing the MVP chants from his adoring fans in Foxborough. I will say, Ted, something that I've enjoyed over the last couple weeks in leadership of Drake May is the way he deflects the MVP question. 2 weeks ago, he actually said, might have been Baker Mayfield. He's had a great year. Last night, it was, might have been Travion. He had three touchdowns. He was
love
great
it.
Tonight. He finds a new way every week to deflect.
It.
It's and they're right on the Amazon broadcast. It comes naturally to him, or it's programmed in him now. Maybe it didn't come naturally. Maybe the father, the mother, the brothers, all those.
Well, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's natural now. He doesn't have to pause and think. There's no delay. Like, what am I supposed to say here? He says it.
He's Fitzy. I think he's very likable. Like, does anybody hate Josh Allen? Any Patriot fan hate Josh Allen?
No,
it's hard to
no,
hate
they
him.
Like, they, Pats fans have their fun with, like, trying to suppress or always keep the Bills fans down, because if they get one, they get more, then they think they'll hold that over them, which seems kind of petty to me because they've got none. They've suffered for decades, and they really do have one of the best football players and most likable professional athletes in a quarterback. Like, name another guy if your guy can't win. That you would rather see on top than Josh Allen. Dude does everything right.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pop quiz then. Who gets a ring first, Josh Allen or Drake May?
Drake May.
Ooh, Teddy is all in.
Drake.
Teddy
May.
Is drunk with love
dude,
on a Friday.
I am. I'm a little sleep deprived.
Wow.
It just things are coming out that I might regret later on. I'll be driving home tonight. I go, why'd I say that?
Don't worry, it's just radio.
But,
they record everything.
Yeah, no one's listening, right? So I don't know. I'm at that point. I've always really just loved his game. And now that the winning's come and now that his personality's coming out, I love the humility. I love the deflections. I like all the commercials he's doing now.
The Sony. A lot of Sony in the rotation last night.
He'll be selling air fryers.
He looks like he's a little kid.
Yeah.
And he's like our little kid. That's our guy.
Kind of is a little. I mean, he's 23.
He is.
He admitted to us he can't grow facial hair or grow a beard or anything like that.
He goes to bed at like 8 o'clock. He called him and his wife like old men, like old, like grandparents.
Right. He asked about his drip and he's like, I don't buy clothes. My wife does.
Right.
And before that, it was hand-me-downs for my brothers.
Yep.
Like, how do you not? He drives the same truck that he drove in college. Like, how do you not love that kid?
And the one thing, and we'll get to your phone calls real quick, 617-779-7937. He grew up relatively well off. Like, his dad was an NFL quarterback. Yeah. His brothers, they all go to North Carolina. They win a national championship.
But he doesn't come off as the, like, stuck-up, pampered, rich kid that was molded to be an NFL quarterback.
Was he rich, though, or was he just, or, I mean, he, well, just, he didn't grow up poor. I mean,
right,
you know, like most
he's
pros players.
Well enough to do, and I will say, you know, it's as people continue to look for new talking points, new things to buff up about Drake May, today's topic has been, if I'm gauging Instagram and Twitter correctly, all these people now, from Nick Saban, who talked about it on McAfee earlier, Greg Olson, loving that he's been a multi-sport star, because Drake always said, play as many sports as you can. Now you've got all these guys coming to his defense saying, like, don't just hyper-focus on one sport and make that your all. Like, be an athlete,
yes.
Because look at, it's his athleticism that is coming to the fore. Yep. Along with his intelligence and experience on all these plays.
It's true.
He's so silly. He's just a puppet for Josh McDaniels.
No, actually, I apologize. It's the schedule.
Yeah, it's the schedule.
That's what it is. Hey, real quick, though. There's a great picture that I saw out there today. Go ahead, say it.
You're talking about the one with Vrabel in the background and Drake in the foreground?
Nope.
Oh,
he,
I liked that one.
Well, that's a good one. No, but it's Fitzy just mentioned Saban. It's Saban scouting Drake May at his basketball game.
With Sarkisian sitting next to him.
Right. And there's Drake sitting on the bench in a basketball uniform at a basketball game, and they're scouting him to watch. You know what? It's so true. Play as many sports as you can. Play as many sports as you can, because there's such value in it, for sure.
And did they really think they were going to steal him away from North Carolina?
I don't know.
The family kind of school and the legacy and all that. I did also like Fitzy when
I think he was going to Alabama
at first. But I don't. Think it was real.
Yeah, maybe
it
not.
Felt like that's and then I'm gonna go where dad went and brothers went and everybody else went. But he did admit that he knew that dad always wanted one of the boys to be a quarterback.
That's right.
It ended up being the last one.
That's
the quarterback. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Kent in Maine. What's up, Kent?
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
Good, man.
Super.
You sound like me when I woke up this morning.
You hung over?
No, just my normal voice, unfortunately. I am looking to put a different perspective on the comments of Bart Scott for you, and this pains me as a Kansas City Chiefs fan. However, this means that now the New England Patriots are going to the Super Bowl. Whenever Bart Scott makes comments about a team such as he did with Kansas City in 2022 and 2023 about how the Ravens are going to take the Chiefs down, how the Chiefs are losing it and everything, we see what happened with the Chiefs. They won the Super Bowls and stuff like that. So I would look at it a different way, that, in fact, Bart Scott's comments are actually going to lead you guys to the Super Bowl.
Love it, Kent.
Thanks for the call,
way to
Kent.
Go, buddy.
Love it. I like the optimistic spin
awesome.
On it.
I forgot about that.
Yes. I was going to poke at Kent a little bit and see.
Nope.
You know, enjoy Patrick on Sunday, Mahomes making Drake May-like plays, because that's what we're doing now.
Right. Can I just say, too, don't apologize for your voice. That's a badass voice.
Oh,
you guys
definitely.
That's his normal voice.
Yes.
That's a hell of a voice.
That was a hell of a voice.
Yeah,
let's go back
nice.
To the phone lines. Joe and Lynn has a comment on the game manager discussion. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I apologize. I don't have the same voice as them.
It's okay, Joe.
Okay,
you're good,
all different.
It's okay, my man.
I just want to comment on this game manager. It's ludicrous. The fact of the matter is, this kid is doing things that Tom Brady never did in his first few years. And I'm not saying he's Tom Brady.
Yep.
What I'm saying is that if you look back at Tom Brady, the 2001 versus to 2004 Tom Brady was probably a game manager.
Yep.
And then he became the GOAT. This kid is doing things at 23 years old that are mind-boggling. I'm not saying he's going to be Tom Brady. What I'm saying is, appreciate what you're seeing right now.
Thanks, Joe.
Amen, Joe. Amen to that.
Also, it's a 25-year difference. Like, it's a different football game now than when Brady started.
It is, but, you know, Joe didn't want to say it. No, I don't think anybody wants to say it, but can we say it? Can we just keep going on this?
Drake May's better?
Drake May is a better quarterback in year two than Tom Brady ever was.
It's inarguable. Wait, what?
Inarguable?
Wait, because I was about to say
then,
inarguable.
Wait, Brady ever was, or just his year
in
two?
His second year.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay.
I was agreeing until you added
his
the phrase.
Year.
Yeah.
What about this? He's way more athletic than Tom Brady ever was.
Sure. Oh, 100%.
Okay.
So you can't argue with that one.
Nope, I can't argue with that.
Is he a better quarterback than Tom Brady ever? No. But is he more athletic and more skillful? Oh, yeah. I think that's inarguable. That doesn't mean he's going to turn out to be a more accomplished, successful, or better quarterback. Right. Tom Brady played the quarterback position at the highest level.
Right.
You have a quarterback in Drake May who has the skill set and the athletic ability to potentially be that guy, but he's not even close to where Tom was as far as playing the position. But where Tom was in year two versus where Drake May is in year two, night and day difference.
Although I love Tom Brady, I got to tell you, I do love Tom.
So let's take the comparison a couple steps further. He's also better than Josh Allen in year two.
Correct.
Oh, night and day. It didn't take him till the end of the season to get good.
There are two comps, though, for Drake May in year two.
Correct.
Their names are Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes. That's the conversation you're in. What do those two have in common?
They won MVPs.
MVP
in
year
their
two?
Second year.
MVP
Did
year
they win
two?
Super Bowls in year two and three?
No.
I know
So, man.
Lamar was bumped by Vrabel's Titans, and Mahomes was bumped by Brady.
Yep.
Can you imagine if he wins the Super Bowl this year, doesn't win the MVP, and it's going to be like, you know what? We want the guy that wins the Super Bowl, not the MVPs, baby.
Oh, yeah. Or we could just take both. What if he wins
both? Peyton Manning, go ahead. Win your MVPs. We'll win Super Bowls over here.
Oh, we're back to that.
Ted, last Sunday on the postgame show was the first time I felt all season that Robert may have told someone who works for him to contact a construction company to just start getting some loose price estimates for what it would cost to demolish where they have the six banners and see what it would cost to put up seven.
I love it.
Well,
I love it.
The trip to Santa Clara will more than pay for that and all the merch all the everything that Drake May is rekindling.
I like it, Fitzy.
617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's mix in a quick story. Do we like story time, everybody?
Story time.
Okay.
Story time with Ted.
Story time with Ken and Ted. Go to Ken in New Hampshire. What's up, Ken?
All right. I just want all the EI listeners to know that Teddy's the real man. I mean, he's personable. He's a human being. And not only that, he did a signing in Nashua, New Hampshire on Main Street. And he probably knows this going way back. And I'm in line. I'm about 15 people deep. And I'm talking to my wife on the phone. I said, yeah, I'm in line. I'm going to get Teddy Johnson's autograph. He's like, no, honey, I'm telling you. And Teddy, you were signing autographs and people were just leaving and going. And all of a sudden, I'm like 5 feet deep. You look at me and you go, give me the phone. So I hand him my phone. He starts talking to my wife. He's like, yeah, this is Teddy Johnson. He's signing autographs. He's like, yeah, no, this is Teddy. And all of a sudden, he goes, come here. I walk around the table and we take a photo together, me, my son, and you, and I never got your autograph.
Ken.
I took the picture, and I have it in my, I got a Brownie Lounge, I got all my Patriot stuff down there, and I've got your picture, but
no autograph.
No autograph. I'm like, and I've been listening to you guys all the time. I never call into these shows at all. This is my, honestly, God, it's my first time ever calling in.
All right, Ken.
Hold on, before you go, I appreciate this. Make sure, guys, can you get his
83
his phone number and address?
Or he can send it here, 83 Leo
Birmingham.
No,
I'll send it. No, he's going to give, Ken, give the address to our producers, and I'll make sure you get the autograph you didn't get all those years ago, and I appreciate
the story. He's on hold, but he was so starstruck. He was so starstruck that he forgot what he was there for. Yeah.
Ted Johnson, I had no idea how intelligent he was.
There you go.
That's hurtful. That seems a little hurtful there.
Did he be surprised by that?
At first, I thought like you were hitting on his wife or something. He said like you took the phone.
I'm
and
always nervous
when
they say I got a story about Ted.
Right. There's, like, where's this going to go?
There's
cross
a lot of stories
fingers
out there probably about Ted. Hey, guys, when that defining moment comes a knocking, your boots should be rocking. You know what I'm talking about?
Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Cody on the Cape. What's up, Cody?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I love the show.
Thank you.
I just want to go back and just talk about how Steph Diggs is just over. I mean, he's just, from the start of the season, I was one of the people that really, really.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or dsw.com.
think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Plus the Steph Diggs game. And with all the comparisons to Josh Allen, this guy has come out. Do we not forget that Josh Allen had Steph Diggs? Like at what most people deem the prime of his career. Already what Steph is doing with Drake is just incredible. And just to have a real number one receiver again, it's such a nice feeling. I mean, I haven't felt it since Edelman left. I love this guy's game. I love his leadership. And I think it goes a little bit understated, but the credit can go around. Have a good day.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, Cody.
Is he number one?
We're
he's a true number
positive
one?
Now. I can't stand it.
Steph Diggs is your
yes.
number one?
Yes.
For this team, he is.
Yeah. 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 Now, I mean, Booty wants to be in the conversation. Booty makes plays.
Okay. You're comparing him to another guy on the team
yeah.
as a number one.
Oh, or do you mean like comparing
like
him to...
Is he a number one compared to speaking to, you know, Justin Jefferson and
can we
you
shoot
know,
a
Puka
little
Nakua
lower?
And, you know, all the other
yeah, no,
quote-unquote number ones.
He's not then.
Okay.
That feels
those
like
those are the
level.
Elites of the elite.
I feel like, I yeah. believe. Like, I feel like you're listing all pro caliber but, and we're talking Pro Bowl.
But he's elite for this team.
Yes. And yep. or even more importantly,
he's
perfect
for this team.
He fits.
Perfect.
Whatever it is. Like, do I think so the name is going to come up. So let's just bring it up right now. I'm sure we all saw A.J. Brown saying, if you have me in fantasy, drop me. This is a blah, 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 blah. Like all the things he's saying, that's going to come up again. Hmm. And A.J. Brown, you lust after, right? Big, strong.
D.K.
Young,
Metcalf.
The whole thing.
I lust for D.K.
But as Fitzy kind of alluded to, did you kind of back your way into the perfect guy for whatever reason? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have predicted it, Fitzy. You wouldn't, because Fitzy, if I had given you the choice of Steph Diggs or A.J. Brown, who would you have taken?
I don't even need to answer
yep,
that.
Right.
One.
Yep.
And also,
probably
remember,
them too.
Who yeah. was it last week or the week prior who told us, I think it was Hoyer, sometimes the best deal you make is the one that
yep,
you don't make.
It was Brian,
and,
yep.
Yeah, and it, all those deals that they didn't make with all these guys that are the classic diva receivers, you could have easily put Diggs into that category as well. I don't think any of us, now we know why he was coveted in so many locations. I don't think any of us possibly saw this intense level of leadership, energy, and focus.
And don't forget, all the guys that we're mentioning that didn't come here, and we're glad they didn't because we got Steph, is because Steph was, he was damaged goods.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was a guy that was coming off an ACL, older, nobody wanted him, so... You know, there is takes a little bit of luck to have success too. Now, you
yeah,
have
he
a little
had,
bit of luck.
He had a
it's
lot
been
of baggage.
A year and 2 weeks since he tore his ACL.
Yeah,
a year and 2 weeks.
Who even remembers he tore his ACL?
Yeah.
Like that,
really?
Ancient history.
That.
Yeah, what,
I didn't
even know
10
that
years
was,
ago. No, yeah, it was like last year.
Yeah, ancient history. I do need to give out the address though to the 508. I don't know if this is real or they're trolling me, but why not just take a shot at it? Give out the address, Andy. I need to send beer. Okay, it's 83
yes.
Leo M. Birmingham Parkway, Brighton, Massachusetts. And the zip code, Dan Ball, is?
02135.
And the good news is, if you send beer, we'll drink beer.
Well, attention, Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Nick Fitzy Stevens, always angling for a good beer. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Paul in Providence. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I appreciate it. Really quick, I just want to say, like, I won't say that that May is making things look easy because nothing's easy in the NFL, but he definitely looks comfortable out there. Fitzy, I called about 3 weeks ago on the post-game show about Trayvon Henderson, that he was due for a 3-touchdown game, and we finally saw it. This kid is a beast. I love it. It's coming on, you know, because Ramondre's injured, he's coming a little bit upon that, but I'll take it. I like the kid. I like him in the lineup. And you cannot say enough about Stephon Diggs. You guys are right on the money. When you look at Stephon Diggs, he could have come in here. He could have been a cancer. He was a diva receiver, or we thought he would be, but he has come in here. He has become a vocal veteran, a guy that knows winning, a guy that knows how to win, a guy that has made other quarterbacks great, and he's making Drake May great. And like you said, the DK Metcalfs, the AJ Browns, the guys that they passed on, the guys who didn't want to come here, he is giving them the number one finger up to them. You know, he's just been nothing but positive to this team, and I love it.
Thanks for the call, Paul.
Yeah,
I agree, but I don't think Ray in Boston does. Interesting juxtaposition here. Let's go to Ray. What's up, Ray?
Hey, guys. You can put a minute on the clock. I don't really care. I'll call in next week with another minute. But, however, my day is better when Patriots win. I've been feeling real good lately. The wine tastes sweeter. The steak tastes rarer. Drake May is the best quarterback in the NFL this year. He had the worst weapons in the entire league, plus an aging Steph Diggs who can only play out of the slot. He's got the worst weapons. If we get this guy a bona fide number one, he will throw for 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards, 10 interceptions. Book it. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thanks for the call, Ray.
There it is.
A minute's longer than you think. You only took 34 seconds to get all that out there. Right, Ted?
Yeah.
A minute can be a long time sometimes.
Oh, yeah. It's not what she said.
Yeah,
but yeah,
okay, hey, now, okay, you know. Ted.
Do we blame him for being giddy for Drake May?
You're giddy too.
I told you the shirt I want to go buy. Yeah, I'm worked up for Drake.
But
man,
his mindset there, and this, we're getting ahead of ourselves because the season has to play out. We don't know where it's going to end.
Yep.
But he's bringing up, you know, go get him a number one, and he'll throw.
Sure. Let's enjoy this.
And you risk upsetting the apple cart a little bit.
A little bit.
Like, we talked about it at the trade deadline, and that way, A.J. Brown is going to be available. At some point, they're going to be done with A.J. Brown in Philly, right? He keeps bad-mouthing them. They keep having to ask questions. So a guy like A.J. Brown is going to be available.
Like, how many people would, you know, do you want to bring A.J. Brown into this, what feels like a harmonious kind of locker room right now?
Where
the vibes are high right now? Fitzy?
Why would you, at this point, would I add it to this one? No.
But in the offseason, would you?
But also you have to remember, he's going to also feel like he's being rescued. The salvation is at hand. And who has worked better with him than Mike Vrabel? Nobody.
Right. Andy's a Patriots fan. Andy wanted to be here. Andy cried.
It brings
his
career full circle. I guarantee you, model citizen for at least one season if he comes here next year.
I guarantee you, model citizen for about 3 weeks until he doesn't get any targets, and then he's bitching about.
We thought that about Steph Diggs, too.
Yeah, but he's getting the targets, and they're winning. So what if all the targets keep going to Steph Diggs and Mac Hollins, and he's like, you're throwing a Mac Hollins over me?
But Steph Diggs has only been the leading receiver in 3 of the 11 games so far, or 4. You know, then it's been 5 other guys for the other game. So it's, you know, and Steph Diggs has bought into the, kind of the attitude that it's a committee kind of thing.
The distribution model.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, the Zen master of Vrabel would convince A.J. Brown too, right, Dan Ball?
That's right. I would also remind the floor, and I know this is a little bit of a brutal way to look at it, that there is a 1 year out in Diggs' contract, so maybe you trade in the Diggs for the new and improved A.J. Brown model.
The younger version?
I mean, you could certainly avoid any drama that seems to follow him in the years to come in Minnesota and Buffalo by doing that.
Oh, it usually ends poorly.
Let me ask you this. Has there been a time at all this year where you look at the game and you go, God, we really could have used the number one receiver there?
No. No.
Is there a situation, a third down, a fourth down, where you go, boy, you know, if we just had A.J. Brown there, this would be a different team.
No, but the flip side is, the example I would use, that Falcons game, when I watched Drake London slap around the secondary of the Patriots, you did think, imagine if Drake had a guy like that he just threw to on every play.
You just walked into my trap a little bit.
Okay, because, set me free or kill me.
Because if you remember, so they played the Falcons 2 weeks ago. Last week, Drake London torched the Patriots 2 weeks ago. Last week, they played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And what did the Patriots do? They ran the same exact Drake London play, but with Steph Diggs on that fourth down play and got the touchdown. So Steph Diggs is Drake London.
Now I know you're drunk or something today.
But, they used the same play that
they
Drake
did.
London burned Marcus Jones on.
They used the same play. The end of that he is Drake London might be.
On that one play, he was.
On that one play, he was. Yeah. And he looked good last night. 100-yard game for the Patriots as they beat the Jets. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls. And I did want to bring up a little topic, something that popped into my head while showering. You guys know I do a lot of thinking in the shower.
Could have just left it and it popped into your head, but that's cool.
What's been more surprising this season, the individual success of Drake May or the success of your 9-2 football team? Team success versus quarterback success. What's been more surprising? We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But Dan Ball first has what's trending.
Even if it's in the shower, I don't know, regret after the game, the ride home.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.